As an AI startup, managing your cash flow and your budgets, attracting the right kind of talent, and continuing to stay relevant and keeping customers engaged is super important. Stay tuned as we go deeper into these topics. Welcome to the Zista podcast, where we invite industry leaders and academicians to answer questions that students have within a particular area. Today is part two of our series on building and scaling AI startups. In case you haven't caught part one before, you can watch it now or perhaps see it after this episode. Joining us today is Indrajit Saikia, the Chief Revenue Officer at Xeon AI. Let's go straight into the session. Welcome back to the podcast, Indrajit.
Thank you so much, Amit. Thank you.
I really enjoyed our first interaction where we talked about how you can help your product stand out, how do you approach fundraising, and how do you overcome challenges? I thought a good place to start our second session was to talk about cash flow and budgeting. Now, until you start breaking even, you know, managing your cash and managing your budget is always a challenge. You need to be resilient. And, you know, we keep hearing about the concept called the J curve, you know, that startups go through. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Fantastic question, I should say. So we manage, managing the cash flow and the budgeting effectively is a very critical aspect of navigating the early stages challenges that an AI startup would face. So the J curve, which you just mentioned, is actually represents the initial dip, which in financial performances before a company reaches a sustained growth. So, as the J suggests, so it's a very common phenomenon. So it happens with every single company. There are certain suggestions which I would like to give to avoid that or to navigate that. So which we have learned through our experiences. The most important thing is, of course, a very thorough and fine-tuned financial planning. You have to develop a very comprehensive and a very realistic financial plan. So these detailed projections that you would be building up for the coming months or even years, you should have anticipated the challenges and also plan for contingencies. So this plan should serve as a roadmap for your startup's financial journey. Apart from a planning perspective, you should also have a very conservative cash flow management, wherein you adopt a very conservative approach to cash flow management. You should prioritize your expenditures, the essential expenditures for sure, and avoid any unnecessary expenses. So you should monitor the cash flow very regularly and be prepared to make adjustments swiftly in response to changing circumstances, which will certainly come for any startup. So you have to also negotiate certain favorable terms with your suppliers. Those favorable payment terms with your suppliers should align with your cash flow cycles. So you have to build positive relationships, open communication. But like, since we are a startup, we always have open communication with our suppliers and our clients about what the payment structure should be. You should also lead to very, it shouldn't lead to a financial strain. So you should have a very lean operation as well. So you shouldn't be overloading your resources. That is a very important. You should avoid unnecessary expansion, and you should have the financial stability for when a project comes or when a requirement comes to have more resources, you should immediately be able to scale up. So that is something which comes quite often, at least for us. You should also try to diversify your revenue streams. In our particular case, we have fixed products, we have B2C, we have other solutions wherein we try to give them an app-based solution. So we have different revenue streams wherein we not only target B2B, large enterprise, we also target medium-scale enterprise, we also target family-run businesses, things like that. So different products for different, and those gives us different revenue. So one goes up, the other goes up. So one goes down, other goes higher. So it should be a balance, something like that. You should have alternative funding sources as well. So you should explore these funding sources rather than like venture capital is one. There should be crowdfunding. There should be grants. Those nowadays, the government gives a lot of grants. So that avail of those grants, you should have certain strategic partnership as well. So build strategic, like in our case, we built strategic partnerships with different domain experts. So say in the finance industry or in the manufacturing industry, we gained, and those strategic partnerships helped us make inroads into those industries. So that is, so they gave, not only they provided us funds, they also helped us in making inroads into those in specific industries. You should have a very customer-centric approach. So you should always build your solutions according to what the customer requires rather than what you feel excited about. So this actually fosters loyalty. It also leads to a very positive word of mouth. Referrals, repeat businesses, and it contributes to revenue stability. So that is something which helped us a lot, maintaining a very customer-centric focus. You should, like I explained earlier as well, you should have a very adaptive, like the adaptability and the agility. That should be also a very key component of your approach. So you should adapt to market changes, you should adapt to the feedback, you should change your product according to the market dynamics. Every single stage, these things matter a lot. So you should, okay, so this is something which my co-founders stress a lot on. So there should be a continuous monitoring and learning involved. So you should always monitor the key performance, the KPIs, the key performance indicators, and learn from the data. You should try to understand what works and what doesn't work. Something that you may have felt like a eureka moment may not work. So you should immediately adapt and learn from that and change your process accordingly. So this is something, oh yeah. And it cannot be stated enough, the resilience and the long-term vision of building up company, building up product. So you should have a very resilient mindset. You should focus on the long-term vision as well. So understanding these factors, you should see that J-curve, you should understand, I mean, like the J-curve is actually a natural part of any startup industry. So you use these challenges as learning opportunities and stay committed to what your goals are. Take them head on and then you will, of course, it's a wonderful learning experience that I can say.
All right. And I think for this answer as well, you've really given a very well-rounded response, Indrajit, you know, about how it's really important to have lean operations, have conservative cash usage, right? Do detailed financial planning, multiply your revenue streams, or rather have multiple revenue streams. In that way, you're de-risking your business and always being customer-centric, being open to adapt and change, monitoring the performance of your product. I think all of these are really good suggestions in terms of how you can overcome that J-curve or at least be more resilient through that phase. So some really good points, Indrajit. Thanks for that. I wanted to ask you about the skills and qualities that you look for, whether it's an employee or, you know, even a strategic collaborator.
Okay. So for employees, we needed to have certain skill sets whenever we try to select team. We are a very close-knit family. So we try to see, since being an AI startup, the most important factor is they need to have a technical proficiency in AI, ML, and NLP. So like given the nature of our work, a strong foundation in artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing is paramount. So we seek individuals who not only possesses the theoretical knowledge, but also have a very proven track record of applying these concepts to real-world problems as well. The second thing is apart from that is they need to have a very innovative approach to problem solving. So we always value team members who approach the challenges with creativity and innovation. So the ability to think beyond outside the box and devise novel solutions to complex problems is critical in the field of AI. And we also need to have, the employees also need to have very effective communication skills, because that is fundamental whenever we are trying to build a collaborative and interdisciplinary environment. Clear communication skills are very important. So we look for individuals who can have convey very technical, very complex technical concepts to both technical and non-technical stakeholders. So that is a key component of employees' skills as well. They should also have the adaptability and the agility to learn very quickly. AI is evolving very rapidly. They have to stay ahead of the curve. They have to stay current, they have to have the current knowledge and also try to find out what could be the challenges. So they should be eager to learn that. And they could be capable, they should be capable rather, of embracing new technologies that comes up. They should be a collaborative team player. They should have a passion for AI and its application, of course. They should also have a very, and this is very important for an AI startup, they should have a very customer-centric mindset as well. It's not only we who are dealing with customers, even they would also be interacting with customers quite often. They should have a very positive, proactive, and an ownership mentality. They should take ownership of their work and the outcomes that could eventually be the result of whatever they are working on. They should be also be responsible for that. Apart from that, they should look for opportunities for that improvement and contribute to the overall success. Of course, ethics and responsibility is something which is paramount. And I may have kept repeating this, but being resilient and problem solving under immense pressure, that will be part of your journey. And because you are part of a very fast growing AI company, you have to be resilient and solve problems under immense pressure. So this is something which sums up most of our employee and collaborate, whoever we collaborate with. So this is something that sums up their skills. Yeah.
Very interesting indeed. There are so many different points that you highlighted, Inderjeet. And very clearly, you're investing a lot of time and energy in highlighting or shortlisting the kind of people that you'd like to work with, whether it's internally or whether it's strategic collaborators. So it's so interesting to hear the points that you highlighted. I wanted to also ask you, staying relevant, keeping customers happy is really important to the success of a business. So what advice would you give budding entrepreneurs? How can they successfully engage and satisfy their customers?
Well, customer satisfaction is pivotal for the success for any business. So you have to nurture positive relationships. And it's a continuous process. So you can't stop at any point of time doing that. So So a few takeaways from my experiences, like, you have to have a very deep understanding of your customer needs. You start by gaining a profound understanding of your customer needs, the pain points, their expectations. And this will always involve very active listening. You should not only listen to their problem statement, but also listen to their feedback. You should also start you should have some surveys done. You should stay attuned to market trends. So you are talking to some customers, but there are a lot of prospects that you are not talking to. So those that information will actually guide you towards your efforts in meeting and exceeding your customers' expectations. You should have a very responsive communication. So like a customer will always have certain issues and they need to be solved at that particular moment. So you need to be responsive not only to their concerns, but even to their feedbacks, their inquiries. So a very timely and transparent communication builds trust and reinforces your commitment to customer satisfaction. So, and you should also try to make it personalized. The customer experience should not be, like, it should be personalized to that particular customer. We pride ourselves in tailoring our products and services to address the specific needs of individual customers whenever possible. So we try to make personalized recommendations, customer has got for us, so whatever they say, we customize a solution according to that. We try to maintain a very consistent product and service quality. AI accuracy is very important in AI. So we try to maintain that high accuracy, high quality, which is fundamental to any customer satisfaction that we do. So we have a very stringent quality standards as well. We regularly evaluate and improve our offerings based on whatever the customer's feedbacks are. We have a very user-friendly interface. We have, and the processes as well. So simplify processes, minimize friction. That is what we believe in. We have a very proactive problem resolution team, wherein they try to swiftly resolve any issues that may come up. We try to reward loyalty as well. So whenever we see that there are certain repeat customers and certain, so we have these kind of, we try to go above and beyond for all our repeat customers, for all our regular customers. Transparency and trust is something which cannot be overstated. It is very important. We have to have continuous innovation. AI startup innovation is the key. And of course, it all boils down to employee training, customer-focused culture that we are trying to build in our company. So these are very key factors, the things that we try to do in Zeon AI. And we live by these statements that I just mentioned over here.
Thanks for sharing that, Inderjeet. You know, what I've been amazed with is that you have always given every question a very holistic, very well-rounded response. And it's only because there is so much that you are doing to make sure that your company succeeds, to make sure that you are always being customer-centric, responsive, quick, and resilient. You know, that important quality that you mentioned more than once, I think, is really important. So there's just so much that I've learned from our interaction today. And I'm sure students who tune into our podcast or watch this video on YouTube would really enjoy hearing from you and learning so much from you. So thank you once again for joining us on the podcast, Inderjeet. It's really a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Amit, for having me. It was an honor. I really enjoyed this conversation. I hope your audience benefits in a significant way, and it helps them in their journey. Thank you so much, Amit.
Budding entrepreneurs out there, I hope you enjoyed the session today. There's just so much that Indrajit covered in terms of managing your cash flows, staying relevant, customer-centric, and actually succeeding as an AI startup. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube to keep getting content like this, and follow us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Our handle is The Zista Podcast. This is your host, Amit Ahuja, signing out. Until we meet again, I'd say, stay curious.